It is time.
Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to the table.
A podcast where we are not religious.
Yeah, right.
Because it's not about religion.
It's about relationship.
It's about relationship.
It's about the blood.
It's about
Calvary.
Yes, indeed.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And I'm also sick.
And
we're your friends.
We're your friends. that's true. Tyler. Tyler and I have... we have not been well.
No.
So, as you may hear, Tyler sounds a little different.
I do.
To me, I sound different. I don't know.
I don't think you sound that different.
Okay, well, that's neither.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Until you sound wonderful.
Well, thank you. But
Until you sing?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Wait. I meant
you sound like...
I thought you were throwing shade.
No, you were asking.
Okay,
I meant like you sound.
I understand now.
Yeah. Yeah, like you probably sound sick when you sing.
Oh yeah.
That's what I meant. Sorry. Sound wonderful.
At first, I was like, "Wait, is he throwing shade?
No, do I need to be receptive to that?
No. I do sound bad when I sing right now, as opposed to any other time.
No, I was about to say never.
We've been stricken, and Sarah, she is sick as well. We do not have COVID.
Praise the Lord.
What we do have is a good old summer cold.
A good old summertime cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, the biggest plague was the sneezing. For Sarah, it's the coughing.
For me, it's the snot
and
the mucus.
So we're going to try our best to not let that stop us. For those, a little bit of inside baseball, we typically record earlier in the week. We're doing this on a Saturday.
Right.
Because we weren't able.
Crunch time.
We weren't able to record earlier in the week because
we tried.
We were afflicted, but that's okay.
Unwell.
Yeah, we were unwell, but the Lord's going to help us, and we've got a great show planned for you today. And
even if He doesn't help us, He's still good.
Oh, He's still good. He's still worthy.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, worthy to be praised.
And we can call on Him and count on Him, and I appreciate Him so very much.
He's the bestest.
Yes, He is. So here we go into our segment.
One's got to go.
Ooh-wee.
This week. One's got to go. Where? Tyler, it's summertime.
Yeah.
You're a man that likes to go places.
I do.
A variety of places.
A variety, yes.
And so,
I'm going places today.
Well, today, one of those places has got to go.
Oh, no.
And the options I have for you today.
Okay.
Morrison Springs or any spring like it.
Oh, no.
The creek
or
any creek like it.
Oh, no.
The beach, period.
Oh, no.
Or swimming pools.
Oh, swimming pools.
Oh.
Bye.
You don't like swimming pools?
I do, but I don't have access to a single swimming pool. Okay, I do, but like I haven't gone there yet. Somebody was like, oh, I have a swimming pool, you can come over. But like I haven't gone yet because I usually go to the creek, the beach, or like a spring or something.
See, man, and I'm not surprised, but I prefer swimming pools.
Well, see, and I get the appeal of swimming pools, but like because there's no sand, you don't have to worry about any dirt or anything like that.
Right.
But like... unless it's like somebody's personal swimming pool, like I'm thinking like a hotel swimming pool or public.
Oh, no. I'm talking about like this is a swimming pool that you have been given access to. It's well kept.
Yeah. I mean, that's nice, but like that's also at the mercy of whoever owns it, you know? Like, cause I don't own a swimming pool. So now, if you were to make me choose between the other three, I have no idea.
Well, let's do that.
Okay.
So out of those three, one's got to go. Because obviously you're not a pool man.
No. I mean, yeah.
Nor are you a pool boy.
Who
cleans
the
pools.
Correct. Oh, no. I want the logistical person in me wants to say the Springs just because they are 3 hours away.
I knew you were going to say that and I have my rebuttal prepared.
Well, it's so worth it. Like it's so nice and there's multiple... There's multiple springs and like the good beaches are just as far away.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Well, you can't go to the coast down here.
Exactly.
You can't go to Gulfport.
Not expecting to swim.
That's not an option.
You can go chill on the sand and like watch the sunset.
Just don't let the water touch you.
Right. Exactly. You can go in a business suit and be fine.
Yeah, exactly. If you catch fish out of the water.
It's not going to be the creek because the creek is a body of water accessible to us here, in Wiggy.
Yeah.
So I will not be giving that up, especially because you can go, you can swim, you can chill on the shore, you can float it, you can kayak it. Like it's just...
You can drink from it?
Well, with the proper straw. Yes,
you can drink from a creek. You can find a spring that goes into the creek and drink from that.
Yes. They have a straw that I want that's in my Amazon cart. It's like a filter straw.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I want that. I guess I'm gonna have to say, I guess the springs.
I feel that.
Oh, and like it is not because I'm like I love the other two so much. It's just because there's so much more stacked against the springs than there are the beach and creek and stuff like that. And that's only because it is so far away and it is usually so crowded and stuff like that, you know? So
for sure.
It's just only because one of them has to go.
Right.
So.
But well, luckily none of them do.
Thankfully so. I can't wait to partake of all of them this summer. Super excited. This week, we have a wonderful topic prepared for you guys.
And it's all Tyler's idea, so I'm going to let him explain.
So, I am on social media a lot, or I have been. I haven't been recently, but I just saw some things that's like, I forgot where I saw it or what the actual specific thing was, but it's like, if I were a...
Blank.
If I were a food, I'd be a potato. Like, just stuff like that, you know, like those memes and stuff.
Yeah.
And it just got me thinking, I'm like, well, if I were a food, what kind of food would I be?
Yeah.
And I was just like going through a bunch of different stuff and I was like, you know what? I can, because I automatically started categorizing people in my life. I'm like, well, if this person were a food, they'd be a cheeseburger, obviously.
Right.
No, but
clearly.
Right. So I just got to thinking, I'm like, okay, so, you know, podcast material, obviously.
we be podcasters.
Right. So this week, on this week's episode, we have a list of things and Cody and I are going to tell each other what we think we are of those things.
Let me try. We are going to tell each other what we think the other one is.
Yes, what type of this object.
So, for example, if Tyler was a... If he were a tree, he would be this kind of tree.
Right, exactly. And if Cody were an animal, he would be this kind of animal.
And then we're going to just verbally process our responses.
Yes, very excited about it. So this is not to say this is our favorite. So we're not going to do my favorite tree or Cody's favorite animal. We're going to do like this is what you would be, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about it. Brother, would you like to go first?
I would like to go first. I have these, and I didn't...
You don't have to go in any particular order.
Okay. Okay. Well, the first one I have is a tree.
Okay.
So, if you were a tree, I think you would be a palm tree.
A palm tree?
Yes. And the reason is because of... I picture you just being that palm tree on the beach. You're just kind of out there. You're just kind of... When I think of a palm tree, I think of... You know, and that to me is very you.
So, like, I'm automatically visualizing the palm trees that were in the Turtle Creek or Bel Air Mall whenever we were growing up. The short, fat palm tree, just like, restricted to be inside, not their natural habitat.
Well, you may need to speak to a therapist about that.
Right? What does this mean? Nah. So for you, okay. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a heads up. My thought process for the first couple of these, I went like super deep. I was like, this represents this and yada, yada, yada. And like, it was taking forever. So for the first couple ones, they're going to be very like, you're probably not going to have heard of this. And like, there's like meaning behind each thing. But then our list is relatively long. So I was like, what is the first thing that comes to mind whenever I think of this in Cody? Well,
that's what I did the whole time.
That's what I did for most of it. But these first couple ones, bear with me. So for tree, I put a Socotra dragon tree.
Oh.
Also known as a dragon blood tree. You ought to look it up. It is a tree native to Yemen, which is located in the Arabian Sea. It doesn't branch out much. It's very concise. Like, but it has a few very strong branches. So, and then like it looks like a kindergartner drew this type of tree.
Yeah.
Like it just very,
that's accurate.
Well, it's very rounded off. it's not because of the roundness, but it's like, it's not like wild and growing out and stuff. It's very concise. But the few branches that are holding it up are very strong branches. Yeah. And like, they spread out to smaller branches underneath it. It's really, really cool looking. But I saw that, I'm like, Cody, like, you know, he doesn't branch out a whole lot, but where he does, they're very strong, very concise,
very mighty,
right? Exactly.
And beautiful.
Yeah.
And
I was like, okay, yeah, that's Coco. That's Coco.
Well, for myself, I wrote down a mighty oak tree.
That was the first thing that came to my mind. But of course, like I said, I read into these way too much.
I accept that. I receive that.
As a matter of fact, you know, we got time. We got, if we need to, we can edit this out. I'm going to go ahead and show you this tree.
That way you said it's a dragon blood tree?
Is what, yes. But it's the official name for it is Socotra Dragon Tree.
Socotra. Not to be confused with Sinatra. Let me see this tree. Oh yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah,
yeah.
Usually, like I think African.
I think, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've you seen see, like the few.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've seen.
I was
I've
like Coco.
That's me. I received that.
Oh good. Okay. I can go down to the next one. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next one I have on my list. We're going to go pizza.
That's what I have on my list next.
Wow. We have crust and toppings included.
Right.
In this list, for you, brother. I have a stuffed crust pepperoni and bacon pizza.
Really?
Yes. So it is a crispy spin on a classic with a surprise at the end. With like, it's like a, the stuffed crust was an extra feature I added.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a little, it looks like a regular crust, but bam, cheese.
That's me. You like, never know when I'm going to throw some cheese at you. Right?
Pocket cheese.
It's like you're sitting minding your own business at a concert and you get hit in the head with something. What is that?
Cheese.
It's some cheese I threw at you.
Have you seen those videos going around on social media where they just take a slice of cheese and they'll put it on something like somebody's face?
Cat.
Yeah, like a cat or a baby's head, yeah, or a bald person's head or
that's
something.
That's me.
Yeah.
All of those are me.
What? Here's a Kraft Singles for you.
Better be careful. I might throw some cheese at you. You never know.
So what you got for me?
So for you, I have Hawaiian pizza with extra pineapple.
Yes, of course.
Stuffed crust.
Ooh.
Dipped in Sprite.
Dipped.
I don't think I need to explain myself.
No, we've already been
down that road. But yeah, when I saw the pizza category, I was like, boom, there it is.
I actually had pineapple pizza last night, and I refrained, and Sprite, but I refrained from dipping the crust because I was with like seven other people.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to do
it. But some of those people were the ones that got you into it.
That's true.
So.
But, well, I had said that Val done it originally,
yeah,
and I told her about it, and she was like, no. Yeah, it did not go well. One of our other friends from CMI, Abby,
she was
the one who got me into it.
Did she ever marry Philip?
She did.
Good.
She did.
His name's not Philip, but I always call him by a different name.
Right.
And, yeah.
But, yeah, good. I saw, which I honestly should have dipped the crust in the Sprite because it was very bland.
I feel that.
Like, usually I eat the crust, but I threw the crust back in the box.
Well, what you need with that is a good soda.
Right.
Speaking of soda.
Ooh, yes.
Tyler, if you were a soda, I think you would be a tropical Sprite.
Nice. I love those. The spiciest of Sprites from McDonald's.
The spicy Sprite, and also just, like I said, the way I literally went through this list is, okay, soda, Tyler, this.
Okay, that's going to be like the latter half of my list. Okay. I still have like three more that are like way too thought
that's
out.
Fine. I'm just saying like that is just know that going forward.
Yeah, I love and, tropical Sprite.
So yeah, if Tyler were a Sprite, he'd be a nice spicy tropical
if
Sprite.
If y'all haven't had a nice spicy tropical Sprite, you need to. It is. It'll bless you.
It'll help you.
It'll bless you. It'll do something. It'll probably clear up all this crud I got.
It's probably what we need is a good
tropical, a nice tropical Sprite.
Gotta be
burn
careful.
All the disease
away. We gotta be careful though so that it doesn't go through our spine.
Right.
As we're drinking.
So, brother, for you, I don't know if you've had this or not, and I don't know your thoughts on the soda, but I thought Mellow Yellow.
A classic.
A classic. That's exactly what I thought.
A classic.
A nice treat.
I've drank Mellow Yellow whenever I was mm-hmm. a kid, but I evolved into a Mountain Dew man.
Well, of course.
Yeah, because we're humans.
Right, and exactly. We have, you know, we're trying to make it to heaven.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But like, yeah, Mellow Yellow growing up, bro.
Well, even at restaurants, whenever, I don't think Mountain Dew was that big of a deal back then. So they were like, is Mellow Yellow okay? And it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
It is. It is. That is okay. I will take that. That's why I was like, Coco, yeah. You may not be expecting it. But it's a nice treat.
But it's a nice treat.
A nice little
it's like,
treat.
It's like if you're just sitting there minding your own and Cody walks into the room, it's okay.
Great, right. Greatly satisfied. Like, I'll allow it.
I'll allow this. And I may even enjoy myself. Right.
Okay. Automobiles.
Oh, dear.
For you.
Oh, I can't wait.
I have a 2020 Subaru Outback XT Onix Edition.
What in the world? What in the world?
I told you I looked into this way too much.
Okay, well, explain yourself.
Okay, so it's a matte black Subaru. And, well, it's Onix Edition, but it looks matte black.
Yeah.
And it is literally one of the safest vehicles out there. That was my whole basis for it.
It makes a lot of sense.
Was like safety, but also matte black and like nice. Well, and yeah, just like it be. Looks really good too. So as a matter of fact, I'm going to look up a picture of this as well.
While you do that, I'll tell you that for myself, I put down matte black Tesla.
Nice.
So
I figured it. Yeah.
Yeah. But for you, you know those hippie Volkswagen vans? That's you.
I feel that.
Yeah. I just, because it's like adventurous. Like, hey, you know what? Who cares if it's 8 p.m. on a Tuesday? Let's go to the five states away.
Literally.
And
same.
And that exactly, that is you. So, but I can't picture this car that you're looking up here. Let me see. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I received that.
Yeah. Nice.
I would be that and a matte black Tesla.
And
a
matte black Tesla. I would be two vehicles.
Two vehicles, yes.
And as far as your analysis, I agree. Yeah. And if I lived a different life, I would definitely be that person.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to just pick up and go wherever, you know. I actually reached out to somebody. I was like, how do you make money? And she was like, she goes, I have a job where I can work, quote unquote, from home.
Yeah.
But because of that, she's able to just take her laptop anywhere there's Wi-Fi and just work.
Yeah.
And, like, just drive wherever she wants. I'm like, oh.
Everybody ain't able.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, ooh. Okay. I think it's your turn.
So, for the next one. On my list, I have musical instrument.
Oh, I'm excited about this one. This is my last, like, deeply thought one.
Okay. So for you, I have the kalimba.
Nice.
Because it's an Asian instrument.
Nice.
That is just unique. It's just
very sound.
It's very...
very cool.
Not everyone has one. Like, it's something that is very Tyler, period. I started saying very Tyler to have, but it's very Tyler.
Yes.
So that was the first thing I thought of.
I love the kalimba, y'all. The kalimba sounds. I learned how to play a song the other day, like a full song on the kalimba the other day, just like chilling on the beach by myself. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to look up how to play this song. Looked it up, learned how to play it.
Praise God.
And I memorized it. I was like, all right.
There it is.
Sweet. For you. Okay. It's a Zeusophone.
A Zeusophone?
Zeusophone, like Zeus, like the Greek little g god.
Yeah.
It is made of singing, quote unquote, singing Tesla coils, okay? The Zeusophone works off of musical lightning.
So, wow.
Yeah. With the help of a constant current to create a magnetic field, the buildup of energy through controlled and timed surges and air heated by plasma, high voltage sparks are discharged from a Tesla coil. As each spark moves through the air, it creates unusual square waves, which are usually the harsher sounding ones, instead of the typical and smoother sounding curved sine or cosine waves. So basically, it's musical lightning. It's really cool.
I'm flattered. Thank you.
It is really, really, for obvious reasons, you know.
Musical lightning would be a cool band name as well, just so you know.
You know what? I'm going to look up a picture of this one, too. So, and this should be the last one that I have to look up a picture for, but...
A Zeusophone.
Zeusophone.
That's so crazy. It makes me want to say Zaboomafoo.
You've probably seen it. Like,
I've seen the Tesla things, but... Oh. Oh, well, that's cool.
Right. Like, it's like in a big room and stuff. Like, it uses actual lightning coils.
Tyler obviously thinks way more highly of me than I think of myself, because I wrote down Fender Telecaster.
Oh.
Which is that guitar right over there. And the reason Oh, yeah, that's cool. The reason I wrote down Fender Telecaster for myself is because if you look at the Telecaster, it's literally, it's just one piece of wood for the body with a 2x4 bolted onto it. And then you, and there it is.
That's humility, folks.
It's just a guitar. Oh, that's pretty cool. I don't want to be near that, though.
Well, this would be you. This would not.
Yeah. Oh, I am. That's right. You are. That's true. I am that. Yeah, I would be that.
So for me, moving forward, I have Apple. Let's go to Apple products.
Apple product. Okay.
All right. So this is where I started thinking, okay, first thing comes to mind, Apple Pencil.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Not look similarities, but
right, because it's much too thin.
Right, exactly. But I was like whenever I first think of Apple Pencil, I'm like, okay, it's used for like, I'm writing notes, I'm more organized, I'm concise, but in the hands of the right person, it can be used for like goofy things like drawing and doodling
or
and stuff
playing
like that.
Fruit Ninja with right. supreme accuracy.
Exactly.
I say this from experience. So for you, for Apple products, I have the iPod Shuffle. Do you remember the iPod? The little square, the little bitty one? Because it's just music. No frills, no touchscreen, nothing you don't need. It holds your music and allows you to listen to it, and that's all you need. That is Tyler. Tyler nice. Is the iPod Shuffle.
That's it, basically. If I were to pick one for myself, I would probably do iPod Nano, just because... Like, it's like, that's the first, I think that's the first one I ever had.
Really?
And I was just like, yeah, that was.
So the iPod Nano was actually the first one I had written down.
That was the slim one, right?
It was this one with a little screen on it.
Yeah, I think mine had a little screen.
But.
Like, it had the circle on it, right?
No, it had a home button. It didn't have like a click wheel. It had a home button.
Maybe I'm not thinking of the same thing.
So the reason.
I'm thinking of the big slim one. That's like rectangular.
I think it's this one. It just doesn't. You see it?
Mm-mm, it's not that one.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's first of all, you can buy one today for $130, which seems a little.
That high. Seems a little. I was about to say that seems a little high.
Seems a little high to me. But the reason I took away and did not call you an iPod Nano is because it has the touchscreen. It has other stuff you need to do. That's not what Tyler is. Tyler is, I'm an iPod Shuffle. I'm going to help you listen to your music, and that's all you need from me.
And it so, was. This one right here, except mine was like a dark gray.
Oh, that's the first. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first generation. Yeah.
Yeah. That first generation iPod Nano.
Sweet.
Damn me.
Okay. So the next one we have, or that I have on my list, is Buffalo Wild Wings flavor.
I'm very excited about this one because I feel like you're going to be very shocked. But this is just the first one that came to my mind.
Okay. Well, the first one that came to my mind for you is Blazin'.
Really?
Yeah, for obvious reasons.
Well,
you're always seeking out the heat.
Spicy.
You've had Blazin' a couple of times, and it took a couple of times for it to actually hit you the way that it was supposed to.
I lost hearing in a year, so.
The first time, he was like, it's fine. And then
The second time I was fine, too. It was a little high, but it was like it was better. The third time is like hearing, my ear got jacked up.
Hearing loss.
Right. It's too spicy. I can't hear you.
When something is so hot that it takes away your hearing.
I looked that up. Like, it's an actual thing because there's something in your throat that like connects to something in your ear. And so it actually like happened because of the spiciness, like something like swole up in my ear or something like that. And
I don't like that.
Me either. It was terrible.
I'm not going to do that.
So for you, again, this is not your favorite flavor or things that you like. This is what I think the flavor that you would be.
Okay.
Mango habanero.
Really?
Really. I saw Cody. I was like, mango habanero.
I
think because it seems harmless, but can cause great harm. Like, it's like, mango? Maybe a nice little pepper taste?
It's like...
And then you get it, you're like, oh, God!
It's kind of deceptive in a way, because it's like, oh, it's not just like straight up habanero.
Right.
It's like, it's a little mango like, habanero.
Yeah, we're gonna throw a little bit of sweetness in there.
But then you
But
get
if you
it.
Abuse it, it's like, oh, God!
Yeah,
then
it's over.
Yeah, you can't get a full order of mango habanero and be a pleased person, usually.
And have quality of life.
Right, exactly.
I would agree with that. However, for myself, I just wrote down lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper?
Yeah.
I feel that. Not the sauce.
No.
The sauce tastes like pound cake. My pound cake wings.
Oh, no, indeed not. Okay. Mango habanero, damn me. So the next one, it's your turn.
Is it? Oh, yeah. I have season.
Same.
Nice. So not to be confused with like seasoning.
No, we're
like
talking Tony. We're talking climate.
You would be onion powder. No,
weather.
Right. Yes, we're talking weather, winter, summer, fall, spring. I said fall.
I also said fall for me.
For yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. The death of summer, you know.
That period. The most important part is the death of summer. May it rest in pieces.
Well, I also think like it's chill, but it's not like ice cold, but it's like chill, like, yeah, like relax.
We're going to have a nice, you know, time.
Yeah. Like there's nothing crazy going on in the fall that has anything to do with us. Like,
yeah.
Because I think of Thanksgiving, it's part of winter, you know. But like fall is just like, I'm chill. You know?
You know what?
Back to school ain't got nothing to do with me.
I survived summer.
Exactly.
I'm just chilling.
Time to just.
No more hurricanes.
Exactly. Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord.
Because I see one brewing. I need to stay back.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
He needs to avoid the landmass between Louisiana and Alabama.
And at this point, man, Louisiana, they need some help too.
I know. Honestly, it just needs to dissipate. That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. So for me.
So for you, I put down summer.
Nice.
Because summertime is just like I said, that woohoo! I'm going
bright,
to the beach.
Adventure.
Yeah. So I put down summer for that.
I feel that.
Yeah.
See, like back, if we would have done this a couple years ago, I probably would have put like winter for both of us, honestly.
Even for you?
Oh, more so for me than for you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Dude, winter, that was my jam.
Bro, I've always, like, I'm a fan of the cold. I can put on more clothes.
That's exactly how I feel. But even still, whenever it iced over, I was outside in, like basketball shorts and a t-shirt because I was at the comfort of my home.
Right.
But still, I was, like, I just loved being cold. Like, yeah. It was so nice, you know? Well, I had a lot of insulation. So it was.
I currently have that.
Right, same.
More than you.
It'd be like that.
Sometimes. But
I was just nice to get some relief from the heat that always surrounded my orchids.
Right.
So,
I would. Now this is a tool for me rather than against me.
And even winter outdoor activities are nice. You know.
I agree. The only problem with winter outdoor activities is if it's anything that requires heavy breathing, which for us is anything.
Right.
Walking, right. Existing, right. Standing, exactly. Shaking someone's hand.
Right.
your throat gets a little dried out.
Yeah, that's
true. Because the air is so cold. But other than that.
Get you a nice hot chocolate.
Oh, yes. Or a hot burger.
Ooh.
Perhaps.
Can't wait to warm up my throat with a hot burger.
Oh, Lord. So the next one I have on my list is color.
Same.
Okay. So for you, I don't really know why I chose this.
Okay.
But it was, again, just the first thing that came to my mind. And maybe we can verbally process it. See if you agree. Yellow.
I feel that.
I thought of you as just like and I guess like to verbally process it.
Yeah.
I think that it's like yellow is there.
Yeah.
And you're not going to ignore yellow. But you don't want to ignore it because it's a fine color. It's like, that's a nice color. Now, I'm talking about like yellow as we know it. I'm not talking about like some of these faded yellows or like super, super gold.
Harsh,
I know that gold is your favorite color, but I'm not even talking about that.
Yeah.
Just yellow.
Just yellow. Just classic yellow.
Right. And I think that it's like it's bright. It makes you happy.
It used to be my favorite color.
Well, now you've gotten fancier, and now it's gold.
Well, it's transitioned a lot, but I've gone back to gold, and it's not even like all gold stuff. Like I like gold on certain things, but I just like the color gold in general. But anyways, for you, I thought of for some reason I couldn't settle on one solid like this color. All I could see was light blue and dark blue swirling.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the Lord is trying to tell me this, but it's just the light, like almost like a very, very pale blue and almost like this blue, like just swirling back and like around in a circle.
Some would call that maybe like a royal blue.
Maybe, perhaps, but I didn't want to say like dark blue and then give off the feelings of sadness, but I didn't want to say light blue and give off the feelings of, you know.
Happiness.
Newborn child.
Right. Well, for me, I wrote down navy blue.
Nice.
Yeah, because there's a lot that I do. The room we're sitting in.
It's just a soothing color.
It is. And it's
soothing. It's like, it's a classic. It's an OG. It's a primary color. which is nice.
And there's so much that goes with it, hence why we have blue jeans.
Right, exactly.
Or blue
jeans.
And
not red jeans.
Right. And, well, some people have those.
Well.
And not us.
Right. No,
they're not for us.
Right.
But, yeah, people do that. If I'm not going to lie, I've seen some outfits where like the red jeans are like, okay.
But red jeans are like just like red like slacks or joggers or something. Because red jeans, like jean material.
You're
jeans,
right. You're right. Yeah. I'm thinking just like
red pants in general. Yeah, because no jean material.
You're right.
Ugly.
You're right. I retract that. But red pants, I'm not against.
Right,
red
right.
jeans.
Red jean, we are against. We, yeah. We take a firm stance against red jeans.
Okay. If you're wearing red jeans right now, we appreciate you. Get blue jeans. Right. So the next one is your turn.
Yes, it is. And that's, I was like, okay. No, we're going on to Taco Bell menu items. I am so excited about this. I think you're going to like my answer for this one.
I think you're going to like mine.
If Cody were a Taco Bell menu item, he would be a Baja Blast.
Oh.
Just a drink. Because here's the thing. It was Taco Bell exclusive.
It was for a while.
And like, and you weren't expecting that. You were expecting a food or a taco or something. It's a Baja Blast.
Here's the problem, though, with the Baja Blast is...
They're usually out of it.
Well, there's that. But also... If you get it and it's not just like optimal,
yeah,
it's not worth having.
Yeah.
Which says something.
Right.
If I'm not at my best.
Like I stand by my statement.
If I'm not at my best and in just like a perfect mood.
Just go home.
I'm not worth being around. That worked out perfectly.
Right.
So for you, potatoes.
Accurate.
Because I've always, every time I see any mention of the Taco Bell potatoes,
that's me.
I think about how much you love them.
I love them. And the like, Fiesta potatoes.
And so I literally thought this, if Tyler were given the opportunity to be a Taco Bell food item, whether it be in costume or in actuality,
right,
you would be like, I want to be a potato.
I want to be the Fiesta potatoes, yep. 100%. The sour creme.
Creme brulee. Wait, what is that?
The cheese. Creme brulee is a dessert.
Okay, I just want to make sure that it wasn't something like alcoholic.
No. Cool. Creme brulee is a dessert.
Sweet.
I'm pretty sure. Now you got me second guessing myself. We mean the dessert.
We don't endorse drinking.
No, not okay. at all. But unless you're a Baja Blast.
Right.
Which, what's funny is that some people specifically go to Taco Bell for these items. Like, they're not just like, oh, well, let me find some at Taco Bell. Some people are like, let me go to Taco Bell and get a Baja Blast and Fiesta potatoes.
With a naked chicken chalupa.
Ooh, I almost said that. I was almost like, a naked chicken chalupa.
Chalupi.
Chalupi. Naked chicky chalupi.
No, just naked chicken chalupi.
Naked.
Naked.
Naked. Like with an N-E-C-K, naked.
How about I went there to get some of those, and they were out.
Like permanent?
No, they were out of stock, and it was the Lord. Reason I went on my lunch break on a Friday.
Was that yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Oh, I was going to go today, but I guess no.
You better be careful.
Unless they got a truck this morning, in Jesus' name.
That'd be great, because Popeye's got a truck yesterday.
Ooh, Popeye's does sound good.
Popeye's is so good. Fam, I got a
cheeky sandwich.
Check this out. I got a 3-piece white, okay?
Okay.
They usually give you one chicken breast, a wing, and like a thigh.
Yeah.
They gave me 2 chicken breasts and a wing.
Glory.
And I was like, look at that. That's the favor of the Lord right there.
See, well, and just before we move on the Taco Bell thing, people were in a outrage whenever they took away the potatoes.
Yeah, they were.
So
now they're like a permanent item.
Yes, they are.
Because of the outrage.
Right, which is wonderful.
So I need y'all to outrage for the naked chicken chalupa. Oh,
absolutely. Please. Look, and I have a theory for the Baja Blast.
Really?
I think that the reason that they never have it in the drive-thru is because they sell it on the fountain side where customers can go get their own drink. And I don't think they have one over there.
And?
Because I can never get a Baja Blast.
And you can go next door and buy it at Circle K.
Right. Yeah. Which it used to not be the case.
Used to not be the case.
It used to be a Taco Bell exclusive.
Yep. Well, and even on the bottles, they have like the Taco Bell logo.
Yeah.
I think it says something of it.
Probably.
I'm not looking at the label. I'm
drinking. Probably says Live Moss or something on there.
Probably.
Which would be nice.
Yeah.
To live Moss.
To live more. Yeah, it would be. It would be nice.
It's your turn.
So the next one I have is board game.
Ooh.
Tyler, for you, I have that weird train game.
Ticket to Ride?
Yeah.
I guess. The one with the trains, like the Connect? Yeah.
I have that, but I also have the, I don't know the name of it, but it's
the. Is it the one that I brought over to the house?
It's the, which one?
The one Pathways, I call it Pathways.
There's one that is like super weird that everybody plays that you like. It's like Katana.
Katan. I love Katan.
Yeah. It would Katana. Be either it would be either that.
A sword.
Right. Well, that's what I was thinking. I know it's not Katana.
Yeah.
But I also didn't want to say like.
Some people say Katan. Some people say Katan.
Katan.
Katan. That's
people from Loosedale say Katan.
Let's just stop. Somebody here says Katan. But no, I really like both of those games, so I am satisfied with either. They're very, very fun. I like strategy games like that where you have to like
figure
out your moves, like what's going to be the most efficient way for you to do XYZ for the whole game. Like, I love that. Ironically, think I would do that for life.
I was about to say, there's some application you should put into everyday life.
So for you, I put Clue.
Clue.
Because it's, well, of course it's a classic, but it's also, it's like, you know, there's a little bit of mystery. I feel like you appreciate that aspect of it.
I do. I like the mystery.
Right. But I also feel like it's a little cheesy, but not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Not in like a
it may throw some cheese at your face.
Right, exactly.
But it's not going to like cram it down your throat.
Surprise cheese, exactly. Yeah. Everybody loves that. But but yeah, I was just like, Clue.
For myself.
It's in a nice house.
Oh, yes.
It's a dinner party.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful.
Which is great.
Right.
Perhaps they're serving cheese.
Right.
Mac and cheese. For myself, I put down Operation. Because it's like, there's a lot of concentration required. But if you mess up, it does the buzz. And it's like.
I'm hollering. That's so funny. Or sometimes you just don't care. You just go anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes you just flip the guy upside down and jump all the things.
Just start shaking him out. Piece of furniture.
Oh.
So that includes shelves, dressers, chairs, couch, ottomans, you know, whatever.
Et cetera.
Et cetera.
Yeah.
So for you, I put, if Cody were a piece of furniture, he'd be a recliner.
I agree. I also have that. A huge recliner, right. Specifically, is what
huge,
I put.
Huge. Yeah. Humongous.
Huge recliner.
Overweight.
Like super heavy, super fluffy. One of those.
A nice lazy boy.
I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a recliner, and by it, I mean me.
That engulfs.
That receives you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. You don't just sit on it. It receives you.
Exactly.
And just, you can tell it about your problems. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It's warm.
It's warm.
You don't have a problem falling asleep in it.
Not at all.
That's nice me. Little accidental nap, you know?
Yeah. Unscheduled accidental
nap. Right, exactly. Yeah. Right.
That's me.
You wake up and you're just like, what year is it?
Right.
Yeah, that's you.
And you have a beard, like a really long beard. Right,
exactly.
So for you, I put a big beanbag chair.
Nice.
Because it's just very like.
I want one so bad.
Here's why, though. It's like, I like this chair. I'm going to sit in this chair, but I may have to get up to go on an adventure.
Right.
So I don't want it to like. Receive me too much. I don't want Cody.
Well, I also don't want to be restricted in how I sit.
Right.
You know,
you want to be able to sit on your ankle folded over.
Exactly.
And like, yeah. All that other stuff. You can do that in a beanbag chair and not hurt anything.
Right.
So that would be you.
Or like if you wanted to lay on it, you could do that as well.
You can if you want to. You probably won't, but you could. You could.
Depends on the size.
Right.
Have you seen those like this big beanbag chairs? I want one of those.
I want one so
like, bad. Like, you can lay in it, and it's still, like, there's enough beanbag chair for, like, a whole other person kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. That's what I want. I'm probably going to try to get that.
I want that so much. When you get one, I want to come try it out.
As you should.
I would.
As you should.
I will. So, for...
Next.
So, next, I have appetizer.
Ooh. I'm interested to see. I'm interested to see your answer on this.
I don't have an answer for me.
Okay.
But I do have one for you.
Oh, good.
And I chose... The Mambo Combo from Mugshots.
Nice.
Because, Tyler, as an appetizer, you're not going to be limited to just one thing. You're not going to be like, okay, here it is. You can have this, or you can get up and leave. But first, tip your server, you mean right. person.
Ooh.
But instead, it's like, you know what? Here I am. But I'm giving you options because you may enjoy one thing and not the other, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That's you as an appetizer.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, what are those options?
Well, that's the thing. It's up to you.
Ooh. Yeah.
You can get
nice.
You can get whatever you want.
Nice.
And if you don't like them, that's okay.
That's okay.
I still like you.
Right.
And that's
I'm still here for you.
That's right.
And that's still available.
That's Tyler as an appetizer.
Nice. Nice. For you, I put mozzarella and pepper jack cheese wedges.
Ooh.
Ha. Glory.
Yes, Lord. I receive it.
Yes. Brown and round on the outside, full of cheese on the inside.
Again with the cheese.
Don't forget my Diet Coke.
Diet Coke, yeah.
Yes. That is Cody, square and triangle.
An extra sauce, please.
Yes.
Because
marinary.
Because the how are you gonna give me four relatively large cheese things in one very small cup of right. marinara?
How are you not going to give me 40 cheese things?
Or give me one cup per cheese wedge?
Oh, Lord, no.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Mm-mm. Oh, I mean, yes. Like more power to you, but yeah. Mm-mm.
Well, see, if you do it that way, you can line them out, like put them on a plate,
yeah.
line them up in a row,
and, just,
and then drizzle the sauce on top of it and eat it with a fork and a knife.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sad. The face that I just made.
He almost threw up.
That was awful.
On his lap.
Yeah, right. That, okay. Over-the-counter medication.
That's what I have to.
So if Cody were over-the-counter medication, he would be melatonin.
Really?
I cannot tell y'all how many times we've hung out. He'd be like, ooh, I can't wait to take some medicine and go to bed.
If I've been having a hard time, ooh, which I haven't lately.
Like, I want to, but also I went to go price it one time and it was like $10. And I was like, nope.
But it's worth it, though.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure.
Especially if you've been in those seasons of life where, like, you just can't sleep and you yeah. haven't for, like, three nights in a row.
Yeah.
Just get you a little bit.
Yeah.
And it'll put you back in your rhythm.
Yeah. Nice and little Benadryl.
Nice little Benadryl, especially with these days.
Yeah.
Being sick like we are.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
Benadryl. A nice little sleep will do you some good.
Sure will. Well, too, with Benadryl specifically, melatonin is just for you to sleep.
Yeah.
Benadryl actually is a medication.
Right.
So it'll help you. It helps, like, with your sickness, but it also puts you to sleep so that it can do that.
Then this is not to say that you are a boring person that puts anybody to sleep.
I have a podcast.
Right. Right. So automatically we're at the pinnacle of personalities.
Right. Well, for myself, I put Tums.
Nice. With I need some Tums.
With the help of Sarah.
Right.
I asked her, I was like, what would I be if I was an over-the-counter medication? She put Tums. She said Tums. Because I'm always
that's nice.
I'm always taking some Tums.
Relieving the pain.
The heart. The heart. From Little Caesars.
Pizza. Right.
Specifically Little Caesars.
I've had too much Little Caesars this week.
Same, fam.
Ooh-wee. Same. So there's always like that dry season in my life where like I don't have Little Caesars for like months.
Yeah.
But then I'll eat it every day for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, okay, I'm good for another three months.
And what it is for me, and maybe you'll agree, but like Little Caesars is so hit and miss.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's sometimes you go and it's like, no, indeed yeah. not. Then there's sometimes you go and it's just right.
Yeah.
And it's like, while it's good, I got to yeah. get it.
Yeah.
I got to get it. Because first of all, it's cheap.
Right.
Secondly, it's hot and it's ready.
Right. So is it good though?
It's hot and it's ready.
No, I love it. Their cheesy bread.
Ooh.
Not their crazy bread.
No. Not their
cheesy bread.
Cheesy bread. Yes, indeed.
Ooh, I had some the other day. And it was delicious.
I feel that.
It was almost a little too salty for me because, you know, they put the garlic seasoning on there too.
They do.
It was almost a little too salty, but it was still the cheese.
Yes, indeed.
Wonderful.
So for you, over-the-counter medication, if you were this, you would be cough drops.
Thank you. Because, I need some cough drops.
Because you aid in singing
aww.
Whenever there's an issue.
Nice. Nice soothing, lemony nice. Flavor.
The flavor is up to you. Probably lemon because it's yeah. gold.
Well,
but
and I like lemon.
Because it's yellow and gold.
Because, yes. Right. That's why.
For that reason.
The taste of yellow.
Right. Lemon, taste the yellow. Oh, no.
Wow, terrible.
Okay.
So, okay.
I think it's my turn because you said over-the-counter medication.
I did.
The next one on my list is animal.
Same.
I had to have some help with this one.
Really?
We'll get to the reason why in a moment.
Okay.
Sarah helped me come up with this, and the thing we landed
on... For you or for me?
For you.
Okay.
The thing we landed on was a chimpanzee.
Oh, Okay.
And the reason is because they have a lot of personality.
Okay.
They're very rememberable, very theatrical in what they do.
Right.
So it would be a chimpanzee.
I feel that. Yeah. I feel that.
It's got nothing to do with anything negative. It's just if there wasn't, you're not going to be a slug.
Right.
You know, you're going to be something that's like.
It is I. Le slug.
But you know, chimpanzees, they laugh and they're like,
right.
You know?
Yeah, same. Honestly, yeah, I made that noise earlier before we started recording. Unprompted. But for you, I looked at the category animal, an image popped into my head immediately. I didn't question it. I wrote it down. You asked me for a reason. I could not give it to you other than the image popped in my head. Those big-eyed lemurs.
Like,
I'm talking about the big eyed lemurs, and like they're like hanging on a tree looking at you, really small, don't know, don't have a clue, haven't thought about it in years. But when I was like, Cody, animal, big eyed lemur.
Okay.
Absolutely no reasoning behind it.
Well, for myself, I put turtle.
Oh yeah.
Because turtles.
It is time.
That was perfect, by the way. That sounded exactly like you. Thanks. You should be very proud of yourself.
No, it's because I'm sick.
Right. Oh, that was great. I kind of want to just cut that one part
and use that as a soundbite.
Use it as the soundbite.
Nice.
We may do that. No, turtles, they're chill.
Yeah.
They just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
Well, they just want to be left alone.
Right.
And eat their lettuce.
Yeah.
And just be okay.
Yeah.
That's all they want.
They have their nice house on their back.
Yep.
How nice.
Apparently, they can feel through their shells.
Yeah, it's part of their like body.
I don't like that. I've always thought that it's like a protecting thing and it doesn't have nerves.
No, they are attached to that thing.
Well, I know they're attached to it, but I didn't realize they could feel. Yeah. I always thought it was like, oh, it's a hard shell that's protecting. They can't feel from it. But if you like walk up to a turtle and scratch it, it can feel it.
Well, I don't think it's as sensitive as like if I like thump it, they're gonna like feel like severe pain.
No,
like it's still protecting. Like think about if the bottom of your foot got like really hard because you walk outside a lot. Like it's just like a bunch of dead, gross skin, like callus almost.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's almost a callus. Like you feel it, like it's not numb, but it doesn't really hurt because you walk outside a bunch. But if somebody stabs it, not gonna be pleasant.
I hope that's the case.
Yeah.
Or even more so. For
right.
Because I love turtles.
Absolutely. Especially because they live to be elderly.
Yeah.
It's your turn, I believe.
No, that was mine.
Okay. Dog breed.
This is why I had trouble.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I understand. This does not have double meaning. But if Cody were a dog breed, he would be a husky. not because that's another word for chunky.
Not because there's a million, thousand, trillion other breeds of dogs. I've got to pick the one that is a husky.
No. Look, I had an existential crisis whenever I was in middle school, and I had to go up to, we were shopping for school uniforms, and I had to go up to size husky. Why would that be a size for a child? Why would you give that for children? Mom was like, you fit into a husky now.
You can't say fat.
Well, I was destroyed. Why say fat? Why not just say size like 4
right.
or 5? Like,
I agree.
Or 27. Right.
Well, it's like as a man who shops in the big and tall.
Right.
I mean, you got to. There's shame involved.
I literally remember where I was. Mom was like, you're husky now. Like, it's like playing slow-mo in my head. I'm like,
No.
It was bad. But yeah, I didn't say that because you're a husky. I said that because of the way that they look, the way that they act, they have a lot of personality. Like you see them on a lot of videos on social media. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay.
They also enjoy being in cool weather.
Right. That's literally one of the things. Like I said, I didn't want to say wolf.
Well, it would be inaccurate.
Right, exactly.
I'm not a wolf.
So I was like, husky.
If I were a wolf, I would be, of course, the alpha wolf.
Right, of course. Of course.
Right. So for you, is anyone surprised?
What is it?
You would be a corgi.
Wow.
And that's why whenever it came to the animal, I was like, well, Tyler, I've always said corgi. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to help you. If you've never had the privilege of meeting Brother Tyler.
What's wrong with you?
If you've never had just the kidding. Opportunity to be around him and be in his presence, but you would like to know what that's like.
Go spend time with a corgi.
Go on YouTube and look up videos of corgis and then just enjoy.
Yeah, just like corgi montage.
That is Tyler. Like they smile.
Yeah.
They
dance.
They dance.
They wiggle.
They walk around and quickly get tired and sit down. They
have short legs.
They eat.
Yeah.
They're very loud. They want attention. They want attention. Tyler is a corgi.
Basically.
Tyler is wearing a hat right now.
That's a corgi. That's a corgi. Okay, this is so funny. I have a box, Cody, a box of hats. Lots of hats, like a blue hat,
pink hat,
a nice trucker hat. Well, no, hold on. Nice trucker hat, a nice sun hat, even a sun hat. Like it's like one of those like river hats.
Yeah.
Have one of those. I have like a black and white hat. Like I have a bunch of really cool hats. I literally keep this corgi hat and my pink hat on a hook by my door to grab as I leave out.
Rightfully so.
The box of hats is on top of my closet. Like I don't even look at it because if I'm wearing a hat, I'm wearing one of these two hats. So
it's like your Woody and Buzz.
Basically.
Yeah.
Like I may have others, but like those are my go-to.
Those are the ones you keep on the bed.
Yeah. The other hats are, I guess, for like fancy occasions.
Special
occasions. These are the clean hats.
I gotta go to the box to get the hat for this reason.
The box hat.
Right.
But yeah. Okay. Moving on. It's your turn.
So a number.
Okay. If I were a number, I would be.
I had a hard time.
Because that was the one I got the quickest.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't think of, because I mean, like, what would it mean, you know?
Well, and why? See, that's why I was like near the end of this. I just, first thing that came to my mind.
Well, Sarah helped me with this one as well.
Okay.
And we settled on number 7.
Okay.
First of all, apparently you're a 7 Enneagram.
I am.
Okay.
Not that matters.
No, it doesn't. But,
right.
But that was something that she brought up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also brought up the fact that it's an odd number.
Yeah. Oh, good thing I picked 27 for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
The first thing I thought of was 27. Yep.
So you're 7 and I'm 27,
right? Because you're 20 times better than me.
That's not how that works. That is not math at all.
Joke's on you. We were rating each other. No, I'm playing.
Oh, great. No, I love that so much.
No, I get it. Like that, I just thought that was the number that came to my mind.
Well, you're saying that I'm number 27, but Sarah said I'm number 1 in her eyes.
Oh,
wasn't that sweet?
Wow, must be nice.
Yeah.
Jesus said I'm number 1 in his eyes.
Ooh, ha.
Hey, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because nobody else saying that about me.
God. Well, it's funny because He is also one.
Ooh, he is one guy.
Let's talk about that.
Hey, one name.
Ooh,
one faith, worthy to one, be praised.
One faith, one baptism.
Ooh, hey.
Don't get us started. We'll talk about it. So the next one is yours.
It is mine. It is ice cream flavor. Please don't be offended at the one that I chose for you.
Let me guess. Let's see. What's something that has chunks in it? What's something that has
chunky monkey
that contains actual fat? Like what is it? No, what is it?
So again, first thing that came to my mind. I ain't thought about this in years. I've never even had this.
Okay.
Pistachio ice cream.
I don't know what that means.
It's like a, I think it's like some kind of, it's like a nut ice cream almost. You know, like they have like almond row.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah, almond
stuff. Yeah, like.
Something I would never eat.
Yeah, exactly. Well, same. I've never tried it.
So no one likes it. That's why.
No one likes it. That's just the first thing that came to my mind.
Can you imagine?
I think like green, like just a like green. Almost unhealthy.
Then you stopped. You were starting to say healthy, then you stopped.
Well, like good for you. There we go. That's the word I wanted to
use.
Yeah,
there it is. Stop. There it is. No, what's funny is like, can you imagine like someone is sitting at the board meeting. And they're like, you know what we need? We don't need chocolate. We don't need vanilla. What we need is pistachio ice cream. And someone was like, Earl.
You're a genius. Hey,
let's do that today.
That's obviously what happened because it's out there.
Yep.
It's out there in these streets.
Well, for you, I put coffee with pineapple chunks. Coffee flavored ice cream with pineapple chunks, because why not? For a man who dips his crust in Sprite.
Not all the time. We already talked about it. I don't do it all the time. I haven't even done it in a long time.
Well, you wouldn't put the pineapple chunks in the ice cream.
I would try it. Because exactly. They have chocolate-covered pineapple that's frozen.
Well, there you go.
That's the thing. So I'm thinking those maybe in the ice cream. I could probably deal with that.
Let me ask you this. Say you've got, this is a genuine question because I don't know.
Okay.
Say you've got cubes of pineapple. You got some chocolate you put on them. Would you ever, like, quote unquote, season them with like coffee grinds?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
I would try. Yeah. Yeah. Because I take, there's like a little, so you know those little drink packets that you can add to a bottle of water, those little individual drink packets?
Yeah.
They have those, but for coffee.
Oh.
And it's like an instant coffee thing. I've taken those and sprinkled just coffee grounds on vanilla ice cream before.
Oh.
It adds a nice like texture and like a very strong bitter taste that goes well with the vanilla ice cream.
But does it feel like sand?
It's a little bit like, a little bit that's like, all, like that's where the texture comes from, but it's like, it's nice. Because I'm thinking like graham cracker dust.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's no different than that, almost.
I got you.
Like, and I already drink my coffee black, so it's like a nice, like, nice little contrast in flavors.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would try that.
Okay. Well, there you go. Then the last one, a fruit.
A fruit. A nice fruit.
Fruit. Not, what you got? Not to be confused with a vegetable.
Right.
You
could technically say tomato if you wanted to.
I could, but I'm not. Instead, I'm going to say pineapple.
Nice.
For obvious reasons.
Right, right.
I mean,
I'm already an ice cream and pineapple. So.
Yeah, you already have pineapple on your pizza.
Yes.
Pineapple with coffee. Pineapple just.
Pineapple with Mexican food is some of the best concoctions.
I just don't like pineapple.
I understand.
I love the smell of pineapple. I really do. Like, I genuinely like a pineapple smell, but as far as just.
They have some Mexican restaurants where they take a whole pineapple and will put your dish in there, like steak, chicken, rice, cheese, in the entire pineapple.
Beans,
like they cut
greens,
off.
Potatoes, tomatoes.
Ham. They like hollow it out and put the insides of it on the side and will put like your steak, chicken, and cheese in the
Listener, would you ever eat that? Let me know.
As you should.
Because I just don't think I would do that. What do you think, though? What would I be if I were a fruit?
A kiwi.
A kiwi.
A nice kiwi.
I'm surprised you didn't say lime.
Me too. Well, this is not what you like.
I understand, but I mean.
I just thought of kiwi. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Have I ever had kiwi?
It's pretty good. It's hairy on the outside. It's a nice light green on the inside.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Well. Goes with a lot of beverages.
Really?
Yeah, they like whenever you think of fruit drinks, they usually mix in
kiwi. Oh, like strawberry, kiwi, stuff like that. Ooh, a Capri Sun.
Ooh, I have Capri Sun in my car right now.
Well, that must be nice. You should leave one with me as a tax.
Oh.
No. Well, that's all I have on the list.
So, do you want to do a quick rapid fire one? No reasoning, no thinking about it, just whatever first comes to your mind. I have a couple of them. I haven't thought about them for you. So, I'm going to say it. I'm going to give you 3 seconds.
Oh, dear. Okay.
All right. Burger topping. 1, 2,
bacon.
3. Nice. For you, mozzarella cheese.
Again with the cheese.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe you're so cheesy. Retail store. 1.
Target.
2, oh, okay. Dollar General.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate that so much.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
At least it let me be like a nice remodeled one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, the fancy one, like the one that's on 49.
Not like the one that's over there, but
house. No. The one on 49. Okay. It's like super nice. It has like Target brand stuff in it almost.
I received that.
Shoe style. 1.
Crocs.
Boot. Like a cowboy boot.
Now that I've thought about it, I would say like a sandal for, nice. Like, for like the beach.
Nice. School subject. 1, 2, 3.
I don't know.
Just pick one.
Music.
Fair. Math.
Gross.
Well, was it going to be history or biology?
Well, it's got to be math then. It couldn't be anything else. It has to be math. Because those are the only three subjects.
I think precise, precision. Like very calculated.
Very calculated. Very.
Oh, man. I've had fun.
I've had a wonderful time.
I've had a great time. You want to know what will make this time even better? This week on Drop the Bop.
Sorry, I won't do it again. I won't do it again. Every now and then, brother Fred Hammond will kind of drop in on us.
He'll just sneak in unannounced.
Sometimes he throws cheese at your face.
Unrequested.
Right.
Okay, this week on Drop the Bop, we got some apostolic music coming your way.
Hallelujah.
I am very excited about this one. I'm going to, this was hard to choose from, honestly, because we have had a large amount of apostolic music be released recently. It's very good, very great. Love it. Love having this problem. But I'm going to pick one off of Draylen Young's new album. Just because it's very good.
Very good.
I'm torn between, you know what? I'm going to do two.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and do two.
You can do that.
I'm going to do Have Your Way.
Oh, yes.
Because we are doing that here recently, soon in our church. Very good. Love it. It is. It's just, it feels like a, it feels like it's going to be a classic. You know, it's very simple, but it's not so simple that it's just like boring.
Yeah.
It's just like, yes, you know, good old fashioned worship.
Right.
You know, very anointed. Love a duet. You know, love like two soloists harmonizing and stuff.
Right.
And Power in the Name. Just because like I hear it and it's like, it's a very fun song. It's featuring Brian Pound, but it also reminds, like, I hear certain parts of it that just sound like my brother, and I'm just like, yes, I enjoy listening to it. Yeah, really, really. Like, I would, that's why I would love for us to, like, record music, because I would love to hear you, like, just go off on a song.
We should do that.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow. Both,
yes, let's do it tomorrow. Great idea. Those songs will be on our Instagram. Check our highlights, but you can also check them when they come out live. Links to those will be in the description below, but that will be for Spotify and Apple Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another, might I say, fantastic episode of The Table, which is a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. Now, if you like that, you can subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter. Give us a follow at That Table Pod. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list that we've provided for your convenience. We thank you all so much for hanging out with us again today. As always, it's been our pleasure to serve you. And until next time,
be blessed.